Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Among the world's acknowledged spiritual leaders, perhaps only the Pope is more widely known than the Dalai Lama. Considering the relative number of Catholics worldwide to Tibetan Buddhists, that's rather remarkable, but it doesn't surprise Robert Thurman, a professor in the religion department at Columbia University and president of the American Institute of Buddhist Studies. Thurman is also the author of the just-published book, Why the Dalai Lama Matters.
If you take a major problem of the planet today being militarism and the many conflicts and the huge expenditure of funds on armaments, at a time when we need to really rebuild the environment and we have so many human needs, then he matters because he leads a viable movement for freedom in a very pressured situation nonviolently.
The current Dalai Lama, the title translates roughly as Oceanic Teacher, is the 14th in a history of succession that reaches back to 1391. As such, he fills three roles: as an advocate for basic human values, such as nonviolence and compassion, as a leading practitioner of Tibetan Buddhism, and as a representative of the Tibetan people. And Thurman notes he is the first Dalai Lama to attain global recognition.
He's received Nobel Peace Prize, and he knows all the world leaders. They all like him. The only ones who don't know him, actually, are the Chinese ones. And it's kind of an amazing thing, actually, to see a giant country like China with a huge military and a huge economy acting all terrified of one single Buddhist monk.
For nearly 50 years, the Dalai Lama has been forced to live in exile from his homeland, one reason that he's become a familiar presence on the world stage. Through all that time, he has remained an unwavering advocate for a peaceful resolution of the Chinese invasion and occupation of Tibet.
The Chinese invaded Tibet, the Chinese communists, and decided they would claim that it was part of China. And because of the embarrassing fact that the Tibetans are not Chinese, they therefore had to try to change Tibetan culture to remake the Tibetans into Chinese, shatter Tibetan identity and oppress them and destroy their religion. So the whole mismanagement, starting with Mao in 1949-50, is causing the really difficult problem for the Tibetan people, the Tibetan culture, and the Tibetan environment.
That history is being thrust into higher public awareness as China prepares to host the Olympics later this summer. But Thurman worries that recent Tibetan protests will have tragic short-term consequences.
We knew that the Students for Free Tibet planned demonstrations to counter the Chinese attempt to get PR as if China is behaving in a normal, civilized way in relation to its minorities and its colonies, such as Tibet. And the Dalai Lama did not suggest that to them or even encourage them in doing it. But what really took everyone by surprise was the movement in Tibet, where they really bring down the might of the Chinese army on their head when they'd make protests.
Reprisals there, Thurman says sadly, will result in many more ruined lives without advancing the changes he believes will eventually come. In Why the Dalai Lama Matters, he outlines a five-step process by which the Chinese occupation could evolve into an administrative governance that respects cultural differences. A change, he says, that could embrace the Dalai Lama as an ambassador for the newly united nation and allow the region to concentrate on environmental issues instead of geopolitical conflict. Robert Thurman speaks tonight at Copperfield's Books in Petaluma at 7 p.m. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.